Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot, and we're on the air. I'm Dr. Pictator, and this is my associate, Neil Foster. You know, I could play that as an entire loop for an episode. In fact, I think I am.
Very thankful to have the acquaintance with you.
Okay, we got somebody else online. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Is this Eric? Okay, is this Eric?
No, this is Harpo.
Oh, hey, man, you made it in. Photo finish. Yeah, we've already put the Uncle Ruckus, Ruckus theme up, and I just can't stop listening to it.
It's the best song ever.
Okay, well, you know, to jump into business, we might have a few other people coming in talking about the pay-per-view, but what did you think of Dallas this week?
I'm getting so pissed. There's so many just gaps in logic on so many things. The thing that pisses me off the most is that John Ross is attracted to a woman who is obviously pregnant.
His cousin, too. Now she's beginning to show. That was getting gross.
It's one thing
I don't want
to be
pregnant women.
Yeah, well, it's one thing to be attracted to your own wife when she's pregnant, but to be attracted by a girl that your cousin done put twins up in, that's just wrong.
And, okay, to get to this, and they have had a string of these very ostentatious judges. Did you notice the latest judge looks like Judge Whitey from Futurama?
The sad thing is, he was, like, the least incompetent of the three judges so far.
Yeah, let me see. Last week they had a feisty judge. Last week didn't piss me off as much. This week, these characters are so hard to like that Sue Ellen seems like a rational, good human being.
Oh, seriously. I'm just watching it going, like, it's to the point where Bobby is, like, starting to look like he might be the one that they're going to have to try to carry the show with, and that's just going to be a huge failure. When Cliff Barnes is by far the most likable non-JR character, he got some issues.
Yeah, I mean, really. Okay, we got someone else on the line. Let me see who it is. Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hey, is this Eric?
Yeah, it's Eric.
Man, I gotta start running these numbers down. What the hell, Neil? Well, he showed up. It's Eric.
Need to get someone that shows up.
What, Eric's theme song is Uncle Ruckus theme?
Welcome to the show, Eric. You one of them Hebrews.
Okay, actually, I am meaning to ask Uncle Ruckus what his opinion of Jewish people are. Now, see, I think he probably likes Jewish people a lot because they're the ultra-white people.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly. The exception of Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay.
Yeah, but he converted. Yeah,
okay, you know the highlight of last night's episode was for me? When Cliff tells JR about John Ross talking to him, JR is trembling with rage.
Oh, man, that scene when Christopher walks into the courthouse and JR is up on the second floor and is just staring him down. I got chills.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, I got to hand it to Ken Kercheval because, you know, he had to do this on the old show where he'd have to, where the writers would take liberties with Cliff and he had to make it work.
Yeah.
And this whole thing right here, he is doing his damnedest to make this whole thing work. I mean, I don't know if he could do it or not, but God bless him, he's trying.
Yes, I just like his Twitter.
If anybody could, he could.
You know, the thing that got me about last night when I'm watching him when they're in court, it sounds to me like Ann actually was a very unfit mother.
Yeah.
I was listening to her, and I was going, I would have stolen her, too. Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, she was an awkward tall woman, as she said.
Yeah,
I was an awkward teenager, so I So I got married and.
Yeah, it's like I left a baby in the middle of the fair to go get a Coke. You know, I'm pretty sure the stroller goes up to the snack stand.
It just cracks me up how Emma is basically Lucy 2.0.
Honestly, it sounds to me like the child was very lucky Harris Ryland found her instead of a pedophile.
And also, how effing creepy is Judith Light's lazy eye?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out now, because you realize that she's only 4 years older than the actor that plays Ryland.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I know she's older now, but... Yeah, dude, she's like not that much older than Mitch Pileggi. I'm like, what the hell?
Now, I'm expecting, and I know this is typical of me, but surely they're going to reveal that's his sister or something.
Yeah, that, you know, there was some inappropriate relations between the two.
Because I can't buy her. She doesn't have that Cloris Leachman mojo going where she turned it.
Hello?
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 All right, well, I guess I'll just keep talking. Well,
You hear me?
We appear to have Gentle Dylan's back in. Let's see what's going on here. Hello?
Hey.
Somehow dropped this.
Hello?
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 Is
I'm
anybody
back.
There?
Can you hear me?
Yellow?
Oh,
right
here. We're trying. We're having some technical difficulties right here. Let me see if I can get them back in. I can't seem to get anything to... I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call back in myself and see if that works.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Neil?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We all hear you. Okay. Oh, okay. So anyway, Christopher is kind of a douche, isn't he? Oh, he's such a pussy. I mean, it's like, I understand Bobby's a huge pussy, but you would figure that some of the, like, latent, like, and I know he doesn't share Jockey Wing's DNA, but you'd figure, like, somehow something would have trickled down to him by now.
At least he's yelling at Kendry.
He's always yelling at everyone. Like every single yeah. He's like, I don't, just because I don't fight dirty doesn't mean I won't fight.
Yeah, it's like, he's the guy on every little league team that, like the coach's son, that every other player on the team hated, but nobody ever told him about it.
Yeah, the problem is, even now bad things John Ross says, he's still more likable than Christopher. John Ross is sleeping with a woman. Who has his cousin's baby dinner.
I just keep thinking about it. I was like, you know, I bet John Ross would be a better father to those children than Christopher would.
Christopher can't go 5 minutes without, like, threatening someone. Like, I imagine, like, if someone gets his pizza order wrong, he's like, I won't forget this.
Like, somebody overcharges him at the grocery store. Picks the receipt up, he looks at it and points it out and says, you'll pay for this. You'll answer for this, I promise you. And just walks
You're
away rather than
actually. Yeah, Sal.
You just messed with the Ewing. You tangled with the wrong person. But yeah, it's like, there were so many logic holes this last week. I was just beyond befuddled. Like, and if even if she wasn't an unfit mother, she was a stupid mother.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, I'm back in. I had to call the guest number like a fucking asshole!
Kirchival wants to be that much of a player, that, you know, to be on that much.
Yes. And even well, I just love his tweet, his Twitter.
Yep,
when he's like,
yep, they could do.
Yes. What can they
Evil
do?
Bobby.
That'd be strange.
Well, I don't know. He's gone.
Yeah, that would be. That wouldn't probably be the worst idea.
You know, he just finally snaps and realizes how unfit all these, you know, and again, in Christopher's defense, his birth mother was a sociopath, and his father was some cokehead, and his adopted mother was a ditz.
Yeah, I was about to say, his adopted mother wasn't a whole lot better than his birth mother.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say at this one point when he was like, why is Sue Ellen visiting John Ross, and I wanted John Ross to be like, hey, Christopher, just because your birth mother and your adopted mother abandoned you, don't blame me for loving mine.
That's the best part about, like, when you go back and watch, like, season 2 and season 3, once Pam gets that job at the store, it's like, yeah, you go like, holy shit, like, it'll be like a great episode, and then it'll be like two scenes from Pam at the store, and you're like, oh god, you are the stupidest person on earth.
It is, it's excruciating, because I remember I was watching these episodes, and it's like, and I can't skip them, I have an OCD about me, I can't skip anything. I remember the funny thing is, if you go back to the Who Shot JR season, that is actually kind of a weak season overall because only JR had any good storylines.
And Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it because then you go this where Pam's thinking about cheating on Bobby or something. I don't give a shit.
And the Doc part at the end, obviously, the Takapa storyline.
Yeah, that right there, which I remember at the time I first heard that, I thought it was some Japanese overlord.
Yeah.
Those stealing oil, which I really...
yeah, it was a rank of samurai, right?
Yeah, I think so. It sounded like a Japanese name, but it turned out it was just some land development.
That's still the best scene ever.
Yeah. Jason David just gets up and says, I am Takata. Bye.
I tell you what I like about, let me see right here. This thing, I'm disconnected. Guys, let me try to call back in on the host line before we get cut off.
Yeah, you got about a minute.
Okay, hold on.
So
anyway, Bobby is the worst lawyer ever.
Oh, it's like, 24. Well, Bobby, there's, yeah, is that Aaron Pierce from 24?
Well,
there's
Bobby,
not a whole lot
we can't
do
anything.
Do. I'm trying to think what else that guy was on. Oh, yeah, he was Landry's dad on Friday Night Lights. He was a cop who covered up the guy that his son killed.
Yeah, nice. Well, Bobby, Harris Railing blew up a bus full of orphans, but we can't do anything. Sorry. He has diplomatic immunity. Sorry, Bobby.
Yeah, it's funny because he's basically like Huckleberry Hound, but like in human form. Like everything's just so downbeat about him.
He sounds like him too.
All I like is that it said his last name was Lou Rosen, so that means he's one of my people. He's kind of a weird guy.
That's too many redheaded Jews. Other than Kyle Broflowski.
Yeah. Blue Rose and Red State.
Cut off.
Sue, who's a horrible lawyer, talks like Huckleberry Hound. That's really